You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning, Tuolumne County Public Health Officer Dr. Robert Bernstein, as well as Clarence Team. He is the Tuolumne County EMS Coordinator, and Rebecca Morgenstern. She is a public health nurse in Tuolumne County. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for the Motherlode. Today is supposed to be the hottest day of this particular heat warning. So, Dr. Bernstein, let's first talk about the hot weather, and if you could, discuss what heat stroke is for our listeners.
Okay, sure. I just want to say a couple real quick things at first. You know, we don't have a way to prevent extreme heat, unfortunately, like we do with measles and influenza with vaccines. So what we need to be able to do is prepare ourselves as individuals and institutions to be able to respond to problems as they arise. So heat stroke is the most serious of the illnesses that can be caused by an extreme heat emergency. It occurs when the body becomes unable to control its temperature, and the body's temperature rises rapidly, and sweating mechanisms fail, so the body's unable to cool down. And when body temperature does rise to 106 or more, it can do that in a couple minutes. Heat stroke can actually cause death or permanent disability if treatment's not provided.
Are there obvious warning signs of a heat stroke?
Yeah, if you yourself are elderly, or the mother or father of small children, or caring for elderly persons, or you have neighbors who are elderly, if you note, or if you're a coach, for example, coaching athletes, or if you're attending an athletic event in hot weather, if you notice that individuals have extremely high body temperature, their red, hot, dry skin, especially if they're not sweating, if they have a rapid or strong pulse, or if they complain of a throbbing headache or dizziness or nausea, they seem to be confused, and certainly if they turn to be out unconscious, these are signs that you certainly should make an effort to get hold of 911 emergency services.
Clarence Team, Tuolumne County EMS Coordinator, what should we do if we do see somebody with those warning signs?
Probably the first thing you should do is get them out of the direct sun or out of the heat. Try to cool the person down. You can be doing that with like cool damp towels and a fan work wonderfully. If they are awake and they're not extremely nauseated, light sips of cool water would be good. Don't give them carbonated beverages, alcohol, caffeine-containing beverages. That's not good. And basically just try to keep them cool and out of direct sunlight. And believe it or not, a little spray bottle and a fan will do wonders for these people.
Clarence Team, let me ask you, what steps a person or a family should do if they have no air conditioning during hot weather like this?
If you can, get to a place that does. So if you are able to and you have the resources and there are public buildings open, such as a library or even at one of the stores, get into a place that's cool. Also, you can wear light, loose clothing. Keep yourself hydrated. And don't wait till you're thirsty, because if you wait till you're thirsty, it's too late. You need to do a just little sips of water frequently to keep your hydration up. Also, if you have any work that you need to do, do it early in the morning before it gets too hot. And basically stay in the shade, out of direct sunlight, keep hydrated. Fans are wonderful. And like I said, a little Mr. Spray bottle and a fan will do wonders.
Let me just add to that if I can, Mark.
Absolutely.
The county health department released a public relations news release on June 11th, and among the things that we indicated there were some guidance for relief from hot weather in making use of public buildings if you don't have air conditioning at home, and we provided phone numbers and locations that are generally available for that purpose.
Dr. Bernstein, we will reprint that article and post it on mymotherload.com. It is available now on mymotherload.com. My final question for Rebecca, Tuolumne County Public Health Nurse, give us advice regarding outdoor activities for the next couple of days.
Hi, Mark. Well, if someone chooses to be outside and out of air-conditioned areas, we do recommend scheduling those outdoor activities either during the morning or evening hours when it is coolest outside. In addition, they should wear appropriate clothing, like Clarence mentioned, including a hat and sunscreen. They should take plenty of breaks in shady areas and overall should pace themselves and drink plenty of fluids and just listen to their body.
Our time is up, unfortunately, but this was a fascinating discussion. I want to thank Tuolumne County Public Health Officer Dr. Robert Bernstein, as well as Tuolumne County EMS Coordinator Clarence Team and Tuolumne County Public Health Nurse Rebecca Morgenstern. Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity, Mark.